Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, one of the most respected legislators while he was in Lansing and then serving his district very well in the 7th District. And now, a former congressman, still a practicing physician in Battle Creek, and a member of the University of Michigan faculty, Joe Schwartz. Hello, Joe. How are you?
Jack, I'm fine, thanks. Nice being with you.
Well, I want to talk to you a little bit about a very important endorsement you made, and echoing what you said 2 years ago, may have come as a surprise to some people who just look at R's and D's, but if you look at the reasons why, I guess it shouldn't be a big shock that you think that Mark Schauer is the best choice to represent the 7th District over Tim Walberg.
Well, I know both candidates, and I have no animus toward either one, and I certainly don't agree with everything that Mark has done. But for my community, and I think for all the communities in the 7th District, because Mark is a guy that's been in local government and state government and now in federal government, and the local jurisdictions are the ones that are really going to need help the next couple of years, I think Mark is significantly the better choice, and I have endorsed him.
In terms of campaigning and money, and Mark Schauer's done a pretty good job of fundraising, but Tim Walberg's gotten a lot of outside money, and this is a phenomenon we have seen. You certainly felt it firsthand 6 years ago, but how much danger are we in, Joe, with Club for Growth and all of these other organizations coming in and trying to certainly influence, if not buy, elections?
Well, we're in big trouble, and it's going to do nothing but get worse because of the Citizens United versus FEC U.S. Supreme Court decision. And so you're going to have organizations coming in with the flowery names, yet they are organizations that are funded by extreme elements from either the right or the left, and it's bad. I spent an hour with my class yesterday at the University of Michigan at the Ford School of Public Policy talking about precisely this, that the downfall of American politics is going to be this absolute cascade of money coming in from God knows where. We're seeing it this year, and it's only going to be worse in 2012.
What do we do about that? What can we do about that legally now?
In the end, and I can't define the end, but in the end, I believe we will be forced to go to some form, at least of quasi-public funding, and at least quasi-public funding for federal office. Otherwise, essentially, the average voting citizen, the average man or woman who's going to go cast his or her vote that vote's not going to have much influence because a whole lot of other votes are going to be bought by money that comes in. And in the case of Michigan and other states in congressional races this year, money that comes in from out of state, which is precisely what's happening in Michigan.
I know there were votes taken and where you would disagree with Mark Schauer. We understand that. And you were a fundamental incrementalist, as you've described yourself many times. But
yes,
in terms of Tim Walberg and his positions on issues, what in particular, Joe, strikes you as extreme?
Well, you know, I don't think that this election should be one for the values voters. I don't think it's one that should be dominated by the religious right. We're in economic trouble. Yeah. Nationwide, and we're in big economic trouble in Michigan.
Yeah.
And there's one issue and one issue only, and it's the economy.
Yeah.
Secondly, the local units of government are the ones that are going to feel it now, and I would not be surprised to see defaults on bonds and even some local units declare bankruptcy because the revenue sharing money simply isn't going to be there because the federal government has turned the spigot off. And that means the states will turn the revenue sharing spigot off.
How do you deal with this with your classes in Ann Arbor?
I tell them what I believe and what I think the truth is, and what I believe that their generation is going to have to do, because I was on a panel on Wednesday night in Ann Arbor, and we talked about campaign finance, and we talked about gerrymandering, and which is coming up next year. And everyone on the panel, and the panel represented, I think, pretty clearly both sides of the political spectrum. Everybody said the biggest problem, including myself, the biggest problem in campaigning now at the congressional level and at the state legislative level and statewide, governor and U.S. senator, is money. Too much money is coming in from unknown sources. It is not good.
Our guest, Joe Schwartz, former 7th District Congressman, longtime state legislator, practicing physician in Battle Creek and University of Michigan faculty member. They say that an interviewer should never ask his guest a question he doesn't know the answer to, much like an attorney, and I think I know the answer to this one. What's going to happen tomorrow in Ann Arbor?
Well, I'm going to be at the game, I can tell you that, and decked out in my maize and blue. You know, I bleed maize and blue, and we'll be cheering for the Wolverines. I've actually seen MSU play twice this year. They've got a good team. I've seen Michigan play three times, and Mr. Robinson is something else. So we'll see what happens. It may be like the Michigan-Indiana game where the last team that scores wins. I don't know if anybody can stop anybody. We'll find out. It'll be a great game, and it's a great tradition here in our state.
All right, we're asking all of our guests today for a score prediction, and you're not running for office, Joe. Give us your score for tomorrow.
Michigan 27, Michigan State 24.
27-24. The defenses show up, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Schwartz, our guest. Joe, thanks so much. We'll talk with you soon.
Thanks, Jack. Nice being with you.